Well, that's why I say it all gets back to the whole teaching of Christ, and that is brought a new commandment. And he said, a new commandment I give to you, that you love others as I have loved you. And how did he do it? By washing their feet the night before. Washing their feet before they sat down to table, all of them.
Yeah.
And then laying down his life while they were the head of the church, the one who was the beat of the Peter, from then on, down through history, denied him three times.
Yes.
And when he said that he was going to go up there and to be killed, that they were going to put an end to him, Peter said, no, far be it from you.
Yeah.
You've got to be the political leader. You've got to go ahead and start the kingdom and all that. And after he'd already made him, he said, you are Peter, and upon this rock I'm going to build my church.
Right.
And Peter, rejecting this, said, no, far be it from you to do this to us. That's what he probably meant, you know, fail us in this way.
Right.
And Christ said to him, get thee behind me, Satan.
Yeah.
He called him a devil.
Yeah.
And the church is always going to have that in it, the cowardice, the failure, the corruption. And yet, over and over again, you're going to have the saints, too.
You know, do you think the church will renew itself?
It's doing it all the time.
It's doing it all.
Yeah.
Doing it all the time. You see it all over the world. You see it. You see it with the Barragans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Christ's message, part of it.
A few people get all the credit, you see. I mean.
Yeah, well.
But what about the whole Catholic worker movement?
Yeah.
Well, they go ahead and. Go ahead and hang it on me, but that's because I'm a woman. And also because they can minimize it.
By saying, well, it's this one person, not all the other people.
Yes, and that's all it is. You know, that's nonsense, and everybody knows it's nonsense.